We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Smart and Final. What did we just talk about off the air that we didn't mention during the break?
The lunch.
Oh, yeah. We had lunch with Susan yesterday.
We did.
It was delicious.
Oh, my God.
Did you eat another bite the whole rest of the day?
Well, I made John the pasta because I had made the pasta sauce. So I took just a couple bites of the penne pasta and sauce. And I was like, okay.
I'm totally
full again. I actually
brought
it for breakfast this morning. Yeah, I just couldn't.
We just chowed.
So much food, and it was delicious.
So good.
Oh. That fish was really good. I'm going to have to order that again.
It was good that we split it, too. Mm-hmm. Thank God we didn't each get our own thing.
Yeah.
Yikes. So many appetizers, Hooman. That's our problem.
Did your kids like the pork sandwich?
They freaked out. They freaked out over it. Brought it home.
You said you made them dinner last night.
No, they had it when I got home.
Oh.
Yeah.
And dinner.
Well, I gave them, scrambled eggs or whatever.
Oh.
Because I wasn't eating, so I didn't care what the food was.
where was John?
John was there. I made him scrambled eggs, too.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
After his hard day at work, you give him scrambled eggs for dinner?
Yeah, I couldn't move much. I was like, I can make eggs.
So it's just scrambled eggs? Don't you put anything with it?
Scrambled eggs with toast and Cholula. Oh. And that's what
they
had.
Good to me.
Yeah, I would eat that. But I just didn't have.
Yeah, I'd eat that if there was nothing else.
Oh, well, there really wasn't anything else. Anyway, thank you, Susan. Susan is our big boss who's now. We're going to be under her control.
She has one foot out the door.
But she's moving to New York. And
bigger,
it's a bummer because she's great. I really feel like her energy was wonderful and she came in here and tore it up and we were all like, yay! Team Entercom.
Like she breathed life into the building.
And we're all still very much Team Entercom, but it's just sad to see her go so fast. Like, all right then.
But for her, she just leapfrogged from Market 4 to Market 1.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying, it's not right. It's not that for me either. I come to work and I do my show every day. I don't think about market size or even ratings. But in the end, when you're sitting at home, and you're having for me, it's a Pellegrino, whatever you drink, and you're thinking market size, and you're moving to New York, that's like market one, dude.
Right.
That's the
big one.
The top of the deal. It's huge.
A number one, top of the heap.
It's her hometown.
She grew up there. So it's great
it's
for her.
Big.
She's coming home a hero.
Yeah.
You gotta
leave.
She
sent a nice email.
She did send a nice email, and she's just, she's great. Susan, we love you.
Rip it up over there in New York City.
Yeah, kill it. I'm sure she could. Bless you.
Sorry, it just came out.
Oh. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. So I saw this story yesterday, but I hadn't seen the interview yet, so I decided to wait. And then I saw the interview and went, oh my God, we got to talk about this. I want to say, to start the story off, I'm a big Sean Penn fan. I think he's great. And even after watching this interview, I was like, I should buy his book and read it. Mm-hmm. Bob Honey, who just do stuff. He's out promoting that right now.
I'm also a fan.
Yeah, he's...
His work.
Sure. I like him, too, as a person. Like, I would... he seems like a difficult person to know, and...
It's hard to know what's true about him.
I know.
Some of the stories are... Didn't he get in trouble for domestic abuse?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's had some real temper issues.
Yes.
So it's hard to be a fan of someone who completely loses control of themselves.
I know. I hate to hear that.
And I realized that was at a time when these celebrities were they're still stalked, but at least now we have these reality stars as chum.
Right. They
there.
Want it.
Yeah, they want,
throw them in the water.
They
and
want to be followed.
Right. So people just go
so
about their
true.
Lives.
Yeah.
Right. But at that time, they were being stalked and photographed. And so I realized some of that stuff was him losing it on photographers.
Right.
But stuff he did to the Madonna in the very beginning, tying her up in a chair, keeping her hostage, basically.
That doesn't seem
doing
good.
Doing stuff to her, yeah.
I still like him, though.
Yeah, well, Spicoli.
Didn't you run into him?
I know. I've met him a couple times. He's like...
Did you have any meaningful conversation with him?
So both conversations lasted about 15 seconds with me doing 14 seconds of talking.
And him going,
I mean, you know, he's... Robin, on the other hand, is as friendly and as kind as can be. If you ever get a chance to meet Robin...
Robin Wright, his ex-wife.
She's the best. Around.
Well,
and she still listens to this morning show.
I don't think she even lives around
don't dismiss
here.
My amazing.
Anyway, you're amazing. You are amazing. I refuse to dismiss it. So he was on Colbert on Monday night.
Oh, Sean Penn was.
Sean Penn was promoting his book that he's got coming out here. This is Bob Honey who just
I would
stuff.
Think, just a guess, because I don't watch Colbert, but I do know his deal. I would think these two would get along great.
They didn't have, it wasn't, even on Sean Penn and on his meter, it was a good interview. It was decent. He's a tough interview, and he's not super verbose, and he was coming off an Ambien, and he says that right out of the gate, pulling cigarettes out of his pocket. He pulls an ashtray out.
That you might.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So they go on to discuss all this. And he doesn't really say much. So he's sitting there. He's smoking one of those American Spirit ones.
That's what I smoked.
That take forever to smoke.
Well, sure.
You know, so he's basically smoking it through the whole
thing. They're all organic, Hooman.
I like it.
Organic cigarettes.
And
now, nutrition facts with Hooman.
I'm not ready for this. Soda drinks are up to 60 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who drink regular soda.
What?
Diet soda,
diet
you mean?
Diet soda drinks.
Yeah.
I missed the first part.
I feel like we've heard that one before. Give us another one.
9 in 10 Americans are potassium deficient.
Oh, where do we get potassium from? That would be the actual nutrition fact. Is that like a banana?
Bananas, everyone. Bananas are good for potassium.
I don't know. Are you trying? What are you, Sean Penn?
Get some new ones. That was nutrition fact with me. Good job, Hooman. Way to do it on the
Too
fly,
late!
Buddy.
Too late. After all that meanness.
Did you happen to grab the part where he finally, so Colbert finally says something about the smoking? Hilarious.
Yeah.
Actually, I have to say that I might have to read that book. Like, I'd be interested. I mean, he says it's like autobiographical, but also not. And it's, you know,
Well, that's his way of saying anything he wants and then going, I didn't mean that part. Yeah. That part was a joke.
It's a fiction.
Yeah, that's not me.
It's a work of fiction. Was there anything else that you liked from the interview? Did you watch much of it?
No, I just grabbed those two
parts.
Okay,
that's perfect.
They were significant.
So a couple years ago on Facebook, I guess there was, I can't remember the name of the town, but it was right here in California. It was like Modesto or something. Where was it?
Well, we need to know what the story is.
Yeah, it was Modesto. Yeah. I think it was Modesto.
Was it Modesto? They put up on Facebook, they were putting up like mug shots of people that they had arrested.
Oh, are you talking about the
Jeremy.
Hot felon.
Yeah.
Right.
The hot felon, Jeremy Meeks. Mm-hmm. So since then, he's divorced his wife, become a runway star. I'm sure he wants to act as well, but he's, you know, he's a working dude. And now he has tapped into... I guess it's called Top Shop, and it's based in London, and there's like 500 stores worldwide. And whoever owns it, whoever started it, had a kid, and her name's Chloe Green, and she's a billionaire. And he just knocked her up.
Is that right? Good for him.
I know. It's great for him. Good looking, and now he's hooked onto a billionaire.
And now he's Kevin Federline.
And actually, hopefully, he can keep it going with this girl long enough to marry. I mean, if they marry, then he's, you know.
He's really in the money?
Then he's really in the money.
Even with the prenup.
Yeah. Oh, sure. He's not going to sign anything that doesn't guarantee him X amount per year. He'll stick it out.
I just read, maybe you told us this, but I just read Federline's trying to renegotiate his payouts from Britney Spears, and I just had that. I'm looking at it going, oh my God, that guy's still on her payroll.
Well, they've got two kids that aren't quite up to, I mean, I don't, her kids are like early teens, I think.
And yeah, she must probably not have anything to do with them.
No, in fact, it's her dad who's doing this negotiation, and his whole thing was, okay, we can open those books up. I need to see copies of your tax returns. He's got four kids, four additional kids with a couple other ladies. And he's saying, look, the guy gets $20,000 a month from Britney. That should be more than enough to pay for these two. Britney pays for them, too. Like, it's not just he's the only one taking care of them. Like, they also, she, I'm sure, pays for school or whatever else. Like, if $20,000's not enough for these two kids per month, I want to see what's the problem. And I want to make sure he's not spending that $20,000 on any of his other kids.
Right. Well, I don't know, but it seems like the kids are always with her, at least social media.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't. Kids are with Britney?
It seems like I see
them
a lot.
No, they're,
I think they are.
Yeah, they go and stay with her in Vegas sometimes. And I mean, I have no idea what the split is, but I see lots of pictures of them.
They're spending the bulk of their time with dad while Britney does her exercises
shows.
And I would, if I were him, I'd say she's an absent mom and I'll just take her to court. I'll get more money. I mean, I'm just saying, he's
only got a few years left. He needs to squeeze out what he can.
The kids are 11 and 12.
All right, so what has he got? 7 years? Squeeze it out, buddy.
I bet those are photo ops.
Maybe.
Okay, kids, get in there with your mom.
Now, who are you guys? Where are you from? Oh, right, you're my kids.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah. Mom, it's us. Oh, hi, us.
Oh, my God. He has six kids.
Yeah. With three different chicks. Well, he left Shar Jackson, right? He's right. Married now to some other, some new girl.
The volleyball player.
Yeah. And they have a kid.
Who is she? Victoria Prince is her name.
And he was married to Shar Jackson, I think, when he hooked up with Britney and dumped her and their three kids or two kids, whatever they had. That was a bummer. I mean, for Shar. It was great for him. Anyway, this Jeremy Meeks guy, this is the hot
felon.
He's
from Stockton.
Stockton! I knew it was somewhere around there. He has just hit pay dirt. In fact, there's a picture of them. It looks like they're walking down the streets in L.A., you know, just down, you know, Rodeo Drive or something. She's got this designer bag over her arm that says Agent Provocateur, like, you know, a shopping bag from somewhere. And he's looking hot. Us Weekly is saying she's pregnant. They're not saying how far along she is. They first hooked up last June, been inseparable ever since. And their relationship created trouble for Jeremy, who was still married at the time.
Yeah.
He's not married anymore, no problem. He has had a wife named Melissa, and he struck a deal with her to pay her child support. So he's got a kid with that woman, too. And now he's starting to... Here's a couple pictures of this chick, Chloe Green. She's a billionaire, which gives her points on the... Oh, here's another picture. Which gives her points on the hotness scale for sure. I mean, if you're a billionaire, I think you might go from like a 6 to an 8.
Sure.
I mean, you're like the hottest chick ever. Mm-hmm. The biting incident, Beyonce, that we were talking about yesterday. TMZ is saying they know who it is and that it's Sanaa Lathan.
I was wondering how you said that.
Sanaa.
How you say that. I saw a story about it and was like, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
At all.
I've heard the name. I don't know. I think I've heard Sanaa. Because I would say Sanaa Lathan. Multiple sources are telling TMZ that Tiffany Haddish had told a few of her friends that the culprit was Sanaa. One source says it wasn't an aggressive bite. It was playful and non-invasive, but still caught Beyonce off guard. Any bite on the face is invasive. I don't know how a bite can be non-invasive. The initial tweet, and I think I read this yesterday from Sanaa, was, y'all are funny. Under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce, and if I did, it would have been a love bite. This happened in December at an after party for Jay-Z's 444 concert at the Forum. she was talking to Jay-Z in a way, Sanae was talking in a way that made Beyonce uncomfortable, apparently. Beyonce went over to Sanae, who brushed off any insinuation of inappropriate conduct and then gave her a jokey bite. Tiffany then told Beyonce she was going to kick Sanae's ass and basically let it go. Let it go.
You know, that biting thing, it's happened to me, and I think that some people find that to be playful or flirty or whatever, and others find it to be, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
Dude, don't.
Yeah, and frankly, you know, a playful love bite between people who have a relationship is one thing.
Right.
And by that I mean, you know, people in a relationship, because I assume you're going to talk about it later in the Uber home or whatever. But biting Beyonce on the face, you know, I'm not like a rabid Beyonce fan or anything, but you don't touch Beyonce. Yep. I mean, even I know that. Just seems like that was a terrible decision. And now we're hearing, you know, the whole drug thing, because Beyonce was like, listen, she's not usually like that. She's on drugs.
Or booze.
No, she said specifically, that chick is on drugs. That's not her usual.
Well, the girl
behavior
that did it to me was drunk, but I swear we were in some bar. And
was
that
it Brandy?
No. But she was everywhere at once. And I'm sure that in her mind, she was just having.
Who was this?
This was here, and it was since I've been back.
Oh.
But this girl was everywhere. I swear, every time I turned around, there she was. And she was being playful, and she was drunk, and it was fine. Until
were you in
went
a relationship with her? Or is she?
No.
Oh, so this is just some crazy person.
I didn't call her a crazy person.
I'm calling her a crazy person.
But
she bit you.
After the bite, I was like, okay, I need you to just back the hell off me.
Right.
And I didn't want to be. You don't want to be serious with people like that, but it's like, already it's been weird. Every time I turn my face, there you are.
Was it at a gig or something?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was going to say, why else are you in a bar?
Right.
Yeah.
But so I just think people, you know, especially if you're sober and the other people are high or drinking, they're in a whole other place.
Yeah, agreed. Roseanne came back to TV last night.
How'd you like it?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, me neither.
They explained how Dan isn't dead.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, you did watch
it? Two episodes.
Oh, do the review.
Well, go ahead and say what you're going to say, and then I'll tell you.
Well, listen, I mean, I guess this is a spoiler. They really just sort of threw it out there and then moved on with
yeah,
the show, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So in the final season of the original run, Dan cheated on Roseanne, but then in the finale, we found out that that was all just part of a book she wrote about the family, and in reality, he hadn't cheated because he'd actually died. Now they're saying that he died in the book. And she woke up. She wakes up and she says, I thought you were dead. And Dan says, why does everyone always think I'm dead?
That's how they opened up the show.
And that's.
And so two episodes filled with stuff I felt I was being hit over the head with.
Oh, what do you mean?
They never said Trump's name, but they insinuated who they voted for. Jackie and Roseanne had been in a fight for at least a year due to the elections.
Oh.
And Jackie felt Roseanne was bullying her. Darlene is there, and they kept referring. We thought Darlene was gay. Darlene's like, I'm not gay. But Darlene has two kids that are there. And one is one of the daughters from Shameless. Vinny, I don't know if you, I can't remember her name. She was the young girl. And so her
You know, Emmy Rossum is
the older sister.
Yeah, that's, I only see her
okay,
when that
so
shows
the
on
boy, Darlene's boy, likes to wear girls' clothes.
Oh.
So he wears like dresses to school and so gets made fun of. And there's all kinds of things they're just throwing at you. You know, Becky wants to be a surrogate and they're all against that. And it's just like,
oh, they're addressing like every social thing.
It is. And it just felt like it was, I did not laugh. And I was monitoring my own behavior to see if I thought things were funny. I wasn't finding it funny at all. I was just taking it in and
so
not totally enjoying it.
It wasn't just like a single thought for the show.
It was just, blah,
they're just trying
all
to
over the place
catch you up, or here's
I
what
guess
we've been doing for the last 10 years. Or?
I guess. It was too much. Well, I am going to try it again because I do like them. Even what's his face, DJ, had been in the army in Syria for the last years. And his wife is, he's married to a whatever, army personnel or whatever. military personnel, and she's a black lady, so he has a black child.
Oh, boy, they really are a cross-section of America, aren't they?
Yeah, all kinds of things were going on. It was too much, but I want to give it another try.
The family fight over politics,
yeah.
The trans kid, the half-black, half-white kid. That's, boy, they're really setting themselves up with some stuff to farm for the season.
Yeah, possibly.
That's fantastic. Right?
Well, again, maybe. I'm going to try it one more time.
All right. So anyway, it debuted last night on ABC.
Any ratings or anything? Or probably maybe tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, actually, I think I might see it next week, actually. I usually get the TV ratings for the week today. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Free-range parenting makes the news.
All right. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37, hump day morning. A lot of stuff happening. Eddie Ift is coming in at 8 o'clock. He's performing tonight at the Punchline here in San Francisco. Also, after the show, we're going to see Ready Player One and Survivor's on tonight. It's amazing. This part of the show, I know, is brought to you by UCSF Health. Spring break is going on right now at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. It is here, a daily spring break block party with music and prizes, the return of Dino Island, 4D theatrical experience, and all the thrilling rides like the Joker, Wonder Woman, Medusa, and more. Open daily now through April 8th. You can check it out at sixflags.com. And right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a six-pack of Six Flags tickets. We'll get you all set up for spring break. Call now, 800-400-3697. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friend Alan Rosen.
Oh,
today,
bananas shame.
At large. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday,
Alan.
Oh,
happy birthday, Alan.
He wrote me yesterday as we were texting, and I got out of him that it's his birthday, and I said, "Oh man, how old are you?" And he wrote back 49, and I just laughed and sent him skull and crossbones and was like, "Dude, you're almost dead. How's that?" And then he said, "How old are you?"
49 in 2 weeks.
I stopped texting him at that point.
Oh,
I
see.
I don't talk anymore after that. I got my licks in.
You want to escape.
Done. Out. Anyway, so happy birthday, Alan. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with this weekend is Easter. Also, tomorrow, Major League Baseball opening day.
Woo!
Around the country.
Yeah, it is.
So that's good fun.
Woo, woo.
And this weekend you'll be out at the A's, won't you?
Yeah, Hooman and I will be out there.
For the Saturday game.
Yeah. Who are they playing again?
Oh.
I want to go look
it doesn't
up.
Matter who they're fighting.
Yeah.
Just go. Have fun.
Fighting? Is that what you said? Well, I was looking at the Giants. The Giants.
They're playing the Angels.
Oh, the Angels. Okay, the Giants are going up against Dodgers, right? I believe, Vinny.
Oh, so those are the in-state rivalries.
Yeah.
That's
although
nice.
I think Dodgers had a problem last night with their stadium.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Some sewage leak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, that's the last thing you want.
Big stadiums.
Yeah, it happens. You think they'd have great big pipes, that it wouldn't be a problem. But.
Well...
old, probably.
Everything doesn't always work.
That's so true. Well said.
You're telling us.
Yeah, it's right.
Anyway.
That is all.
And that is all.
You guys all right?
Yep,
uh-huh.
We're set.
All right. Utah has passed a free-range parenting law.
Oh, that's what it's called? A free-range parenting?
Yeah. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill... it was last week. It takes effect in May. The bill redefines neglect in Utah law so kids can participate in some unsupervised activities without their parents being charged.
Oh, they were getting charged in the past for
these
things.
Well, or maybe could have been charged. So kids need to wonder about the world, explore and play in it, and by doing so, learn skills of self-reliance and problem-solving they'll need as adults.
Amen. That's,
as a society, we've become too hyper about protecting kids and end up sheltering them from experiences that we took for granted when we were kids.
Wow. Utah.
Go Utah. That's not a shame. That's actually...
No, that's
I only have
good
the one
for
bell.
You.
So
congratulations.
Use.
Right. The universal sound effect.
It's like the word two. There's a few ways to spell it and a couple different ways to use it. This bell's the same. Anyway, congratulations. I like that. And I do think that kids, they even become so reliant that parents get used to it. And and it's like, get out of here.
Right.
Go play. You really don't play?
Are you okay down there? Great. I'll check back in 32 seconds. Be careful. See you in a sec. I'll be right back. I'm right here if you need me. Just look up. I'll be right here.
Goodness.
I know it's early, but are you okay down there? All right, I just felt like I needed to check in. I'll be back in 15. Okay. All right. Be good. All right, see you soon. Are you okay down there?
You're laughing, but that's...
Well,
not
that's
far.
A little much, but it is definitely. Is it? I don't know. I was at dinner with some friends of ours. It was a few years ago. I think the daughter was 14, and she was the same age as my younger son. And she's like, "All right, I have to go to the bathroom." And the dad gets up and goes to the bathroom with her, like walked her to the bathroom.
What?
I was like,
"Why?"
Because she didn't want to, and he didn't want her to go by herself to the.
Wait, where was this at?
A restaurant.
In Mill Valley.
No. It's wherever. In the world.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to give you any clues as to who this person might be.
I actually, we all see that all the time.
I see it with five-year-olds. I feel like, all right, if you, you know.
No, I mean that over-parenting. Yes. We're all seeing different, and that's why this law and why I wanted to do it as a story here on the show. I do feel like we are We all see this overparenting, right. And you can't believe it. And I didn't come up that way.
Me either.
So I don't know why.
We left in the morning in the summer and came back. You know, you might come back for lunch if you were around, but you'd get on your bike and be gone.
Yeah.
That'd be it. Be out doing whatever you were doing. We had this leaky rowboat, and me and my friend Jewel Marie, like, you know, sort of patched and put back. Because we lived on a pond growing up. It was, you know, maybe a mile across. And God knows how many, I could have drowned 50,000 times. My parents had no idea where I was. We were just out in the leaky rowboat, rowing, just going wherever. I didn't have a lot to do.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can jump ahead. I got this bullying story, if I can find it. Bullying's way down, too, as we feel like bullying is.
Well, you hear about it. You hear about every incident. So maybe that's
why. Oh, here it is. Because that's one of the things, you know, we want to protect our kids from everything. And sure, you don't want your kid to be bullied. There's no doubt.
Or feel intimidated going to school.
You send your kid to school. They shouldn't have to run the gauntlet of you know,
although you do get some life skills from that.
What?
You give, you know, I mean, I don't want anyone to get bullied. Do not get me wrong. But I got bullied and I had to figure out how to deal.
Right.
And you did have to run a gauntlet. You had to make other arrangements for how you were going to get somewhere or what
go around.
What route
That's
you were
going to
take, right? You'd sort of look around a corner and say, well, I'm going to go all the way around the other side of the school.
We all know that feeling,
you know,
for sure.
I feel like I got some math skills from that.
The whole bullying issue has been a big topic for about 10 years now, and the awareness has produced results. The Department of Education recently released new data from 2015 that wasn't available until now for some reason. And they say there's been a pretty huge drop in bullying since a similar survey in 2007. So kids are experiencing it still, I'm sure. And there's the online bullying, which is a different version.
Right.
Most people will say, pull the hell off of that page then, and then the problem goes poof.
Yeah, well, also isolate yourself from everyone that goes to your school.
Well,
you're the one person not on social media.
I know, but so what you just said is that conversation you have to have with the kids.
Right.
So the bullying isn't that bad then. Well, no, it's terrible. Well, then get off the face. Well, it can't be off. I'm sorry, there's two choices here.
Yeah.
Get off that, because I'm not calling his dad. Forget it. What's the point? You're on Facebook.
Well, actually, I would appreciate a call. If my kid was bullying someone on Facebook, I would 100% want to know about it from another parent. Hey, your kid said this. And then there'd be a conversation in my house about how we treat other people. But I get that not all bullies' parents are open to that. They go, yeah, so what? That's what he said. So what? It's on social media. Get off social media then.
Right.
And now the parent's getting bullied by the parent.
Well, or you react in a way that makes you the bully.
Oh, well, I'm going to burn your house down then.
Okay. Well, how about if I dot your eye, huh?
You won't even see me coming. I got a helicopter. I don't know if you heard about that earlier. I'll be over there soon.
So anyway, it's good news. It looks like all of the awareness has, they have stats, but I'm not going to sit here right and quote percentages to you. It looks like bullying's down due to the awareness and,
good,
you know, efforts on behalf of schools and parents around the world.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yay. Safer for your kids.
So we all know the, you walk into a room and the whole room is each staring at their hand.
Yes.
They're on their phones.
Yep.
And they're doing their thing.
Yep. Each in their own little world.
Sometimes you don't even notice it.
Right, because you're on your
you're
phone.
You're on your phone.
So true.
There was a 47-year-old woman who was traveling across China on a train a couple weeks back. She was lying down on her side looking at her phone, and she didn't move from that position for 20 hours. Lying on her side.
Yeah.
Staring at her phone for 20 hours.
Boy, that's good battery life.
Well, I'm sure she was plugged in, don't you think?
They have an outlet on a train, right? So
when she got off the train in Guangzhou, China, she fainted on the platform. She was rushed to the hospital where surgeons said she had two life-threatening blood clots on her brain from having laid in that position.
Oh, boy.
The whole time. They think that her posture was held for too long. It compressed the blood vessels on the right side of her neck.
Oh,
created those blood clots.
That is horrible.
They were able to remove the clots from the woman, and she's recovering. When reporters went to interview her in her hospital room, she was in bed doing what?
Laying on her side, looking at her phone.
Staring at her phone.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, there must be something interesting on there 20 hours later. I can't believe, like, her arm didn't fall asleep. And I mean, that she didn't have to pee for 20 hours. I mean,
I don't know how people have the... I can't sit for that.
No.
I'll probably go pee in the movie, even if I don't have to pee.
Oh, just because you can't be sitting there any longer.
I'll push out a drop or two and come back.
I wouldn't want to miss a second of it. I always pee before I go into the movie theater, and I don't bring a drink in with me. That's the trick, especially a long movie like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you feel like you can't sit still another second.
Oh, I never feel that way. I can always sit still another second. 2.5 hours, not going to be a problem for me. Are they going to run all kinds of promos first?
I don't think they run trailers first.
I hope not. Just go right to the movie. It's already, yeah, we're already,
it's already
cutting
so
our
long
day in half, right?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple from you guys. 925 says, my family and I enjoyed Roseanne last night. I was wondering how they would write off Mark, Becky's husband, who died in real life.
Oh.
Wonder if they will address that he died of substance abuse.
Heroin,
they say, yeah, allegedly.
That, what he really
they
died
did,
of?
They did mention, Jackie had said, look, Becky, we know you're having a hard time since your husband died.
Oh.
And that's the only reference they made to Mark dying.
But boy, they were referencing things like the yin yang, setting it all up.
Well, they got everybody current right away.
Yeah. And remember the second Becky,
yes.
Sarah Chalky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She plays the woman that wants to have Becky be a surrogate.
Hilarious.
So she's interviewing her and the family.
Oh, fun.
Make sure there's no mental illness.
Oh.
Drug addiction.
Mm.
Obesity.
415 says, Roseanne was great. 707, the very next text. Roseanne was terrible. I didn't laugh once.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I was there to laugh, and I did not laugh once either. I mean, there
How
was
about
just...
the second episode? Did they get into anything?
The second episode, no. More had to do with the boy being bullied at school, sort of. And I really can't remember what else. I started to get really tired. But again, I'm going to give it another try.
All right.
And hope that I laugh on the third one.
She won't give Survivor another try, but she's going to go ahead.
That's
she
right.
hated the first two episodes of that.
No, you know what? I actually think that Roseanne, she did it to herself because she was going through whatever problems. I mean, she peaked and was huge. But she was huge in terms of a great female comedian, a great stand-up.
Sure.
And that show was fire for a few years there.
Yep.
And
I loved Roseanne.
Yeah, it was a really good show. And so people, you know, seeing it now for the first time may not know that at one time it was the best show.
I did notice a few names, you know, the credits part.
Yeah.
Whitney Cummings was on there in the credits.
Oh.
Wanda Sykes as, I saw it so fast. I thought I saw, you know, they have a bunch of executive producers.
Oh.
Yeah. So all I saw was producers, but I think Wanda's a producer writer.
Yeah, probably.
So a lot of names that I had recognized as being part of the show. So I thought that was cool.
They got a good crew together.
Yeah.
And it sounds like female writers specifically.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the Roseanne thing. It was her show. Mm-hmm. Dan was her husband, not the other way around.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't see his name listed in any other than an actor.
Right. Well, it's good of him to return, though. I mean, honestly, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, none of them really have to. I mean, they've all got,
I'm sure
there's great money. And
DJ, what's he doing?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
He was the first one back, right?
Right. Yes, I'll do it. But they all must get some kind of syndication money, right?
And oh, heck yeah. That show's on every day.
Sometimes just having money is not enough. You want the fame that goes with it.
Sure.
You know? You want to be treated like a VIP everywhere you go.
And DJ looks good, too.
Yeah, we saw some. I haven't seen the show yet, but I thought, well, look at him. He grew into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, God, is it that time
already?
Oh,
it is.
Well, we'll do the Billboard Hot 100, but I've also got, oh, my God, I have a couple just out of the blue crazy. There's a stabbing story that by someone that you are well aware of, and then a girl that you thought would just go away has sold 500,000 copies of her, and so much more.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.